Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me on the program right now, he covers Major League Baseball for the Southern California News Group. J.P. Hornstra joining me on CBS Sports Radio. J.P., appreciate you making time for a few minutes to talk some baseball. I'm looking here right now. The Marlins and the Padres delayed 28 minutes by bees. Have you ever heard of a game being delayed by insects before?
It's been a little while. I saw a funny stat today. The Padres had a bee delay like 10 years ago. That one was a 52-minute delay. So it seems like Major League Baseball's pace of play initiatives are working.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of all the places, I've always wondered why more players don't go to San Diego, because it's such a beautiful city to do anything in, let alone play baseball. But I guess maybe if I was going to get attacked by bees once or twice a season, that would make me think twice about it, I guess.
Probably me too.
Yeah, probably so. So I'm actually based out of Houston, JP, and I'm just curious, how many of the All-Stars on the Astros need to get injured before the American League West can start making up some ground on these guys?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. God, I'm not sure if you saw the score out of Seattle today, but the Mariners certainly aren't going anywhere fast. And I've seen quite a bit of the Angels this year. I don't think they're quite as good as that final score indicated. The A's had a pretty good streak going. I want to say 10 in a row until they played the Angels earlier this week. But they've been up and down. Not sure if the Rangers are for real, but, some pleasant surprises there. But there's no team nearly as consistent as the Astros in the American League West. It's really a fight for second place. And when you see what the Astros have done each of the last 3 years, they're really just picking up where they left off. I think you have to be impressed with their consistency. And I think you have to be impressed with the front office really committing to that nucleus, because, remember, that wasn't a team that spent a lot of money for quite a bit of time during that rebuild. They stuck with their core during the growing pains when they were young, and they're sticking with them now when they're a little bit better and cost a little bit more. So if you're just a neutral observer, that's good to see a front office reward its fan base for that.
No doubt. And for those who don't know, the A's could have cut into the gap this weekend, but the Astros swept them in Oakland. So the lead up to 10.5 in the American League West. J.P. Hornstra joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking a little MLB. You had an interesting article, JP, about something we're very familiar with here in Houston, because George Springer, although he's on the injured list right now, has been a power-hitting leadoff hitter for the Astros through this period of dominance. You know, going back to before they were winning World Series, he was a leadoff hitter, and a lot of people here in Houston kind of rolled their eyes a little bit about it through the years and watching him put up power numbers. But the surge in power numbers in Major League Baseball, and more teams now sort of following that trend of going away from the traditional lineup and leadoff hitter to more kind of front-loading the lineup to get your best hitters near the top, that being a big deal in terms of impacting these offensive numbers. Take us through some of the things that you found out in putting that piece together, and why did it take Major League Baseball so long to kind of figure out, hey, the more we get our better hitters near the top of the lineup, the more runs we might score?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that profound of an idea when you put it that way, does it?
Right.
You know, when I approached that topic, I had two thoughts in mind. The first was sort of when and how did this idea take root? And the second was, how much does it really matter? Like, how much does it actually affect the home run totals, which I think have really primarily been discussed in the context of the physical properties of the baseball, and for good reason. And I found some interesting things on both of those fronts. The idea has been around, and I talked to Walt Weiss, the former manager of the Rockies, who said that the front office kind of pressured him to put Troy Tulowitzki as his leadoff hitter. And this was, 5 years ago, when Tulowitzki was one of the best hitters in baseball. Weiss didn't like that idea. He wanted Tulowitzki in the middle of the lineup. But gradually over really the last 2 years, I think you've seen front offices start to get the upper hand on that, and managers have gone ahead and gone along with it. God, I saw the Dodgers that same week that article came out. They had Jock Peterson batting first. He hit his 18th home run today. Cody Bellinger was batting second. He hit his 21st home run yesterday. So this has really been the new normal. And as far as the second question, how much is it impacting the home run rate? The answer is more than ever, but still not a lot. What you find is that when you sort of average it out, you can, in 2017, let's go back there. That was the record year for home runs in Major League Baseball. And what you found is that just by virtue of how managers set their lineups, that resulted in, I want to say, about 60-some odd home runs over the course of the season. And it's going to be almost double that this year. So, you know, again, it's not maybe that much in the grand scheme of 6,000-plus home runs leaving the ballpark. But, you know, it makes a difference. And in close games, that can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I found you brought up that Walt. I'm glad you brought up the Walt Weiss quote from the piece you wrote. Really good piece, by the way. And I laughed at that just because it was so indicative of sort of that old school mentality that no, our leadoff hitter has to be a speed guy, and then the 3, 4, and 5 hitters need to be power guys. You know, just sort of that old school way of thinking. Generally speaking, not just through the findings of your article, but just as someone who observes Major League Baseball every day, where would you say we're at right now in terms of managers being sort of in sync with, I feel like front offices are more progressive in their thinking maybe than the managers down on the field are. Where would you say we are right now overall in baseball in terms of managers kind of embracing the new way of thinking, both across lineup assembly as well as use of pitching staff?
Yeah, well, let's think about it this way, too. The front office holds a very distinct advantage in that the general manager chooses the manager. The manager does not choose general manager. So yep. If the general manager wants to put somebody in that manager's seat who will embrace a more progressive idea and who will be open to change if the data that the front office is, let's be honest, spending a lot of dollars and manpower to gain some advantage with, he'll put that guy in the manager's seat. And I think that more than anything is what you're seeing. Not so much that the managers are evolving in their thought, but as more progressive-minded general managers come in, they're bringing new, more progressive-minded managers with them. You know, there's a reason Walt Weiss is probably the bench coach and not the manager of the Atlanta Braves. Brian Snicker told me he likes Ozzie Albies being able to give him a 1-0 lead. And I would also push back somewhat. Alex Anthopoulos told me this, a very progressive-minded general manager in Atlanta, that, you know, we might be seeing a different trend if there were more traditional, you know, speed-first hitters in Major League Baseball. The fact of the matter is, it's not like you got Ricky Henderson and Vince Coleman and Kenny Lofton's just lying around in organizations just waiting to be called up. You know, those guys really are far and few between. So it could be that trend will change if we get more of those types of players. But right now, home run driven game, and a lot of those guys are batting leadoff.
JP Hornstra covers MLB for the Southern California News Group. Before I let you go, JP, two big names out there on the free agent market that this is a significant week for them because the MLB draft will be in the books this week, and they don't have to worry about their whoever signs them having to give up draft compensation. Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. If you were a betting man, where would you guess that each of these guys winds up?
Oh, boy. I think when you look at the Angels and you look at some of the missteps that they've made in free agency, getting Trevor Cahill and Matt Harvey, who really haven't been productive in the rotation, getting Cody Allen, who really hasn't been the closer that they envisioned, I think that could be a good fit for either Kimbrel or Dallas Keuchel. And the only question there is whether they have the money to spend to compete with some other teams that need help. Certainly the Mets could use either pitcher. The New York Yankees would probably go out and spend on either pitcher, given their resources. You know, there's three teams right there. I saw the Phillies bullpen not do so well just a few minutes ago here in Los Angeles. That could be a good fit for Kimbrel. You know, it's really a question. I think it's going to come down to who has the money and who has the best fit for two guys who probably want to win, both veteran pitchers. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. It'll be interesting to see where they both land and when, because I know a lot of teams are prepping for the draft, which obviously begins tomorrow.
Yeah, real quick, because we got about 45 seconds. With respect to both of those guys, we know they're probably not going to get the money they were originally seeking. Otherwise, they would be on teams right now. What kind of deals do you think they're going to get in terms of length? Are these both going to be guys who are just hired guns for the rest of this year and they go back into free agency next year? Do you think they wind up with multi-year deals?
I think they wind up with multi-year deals. I don't think they, agents are generally more competent than incompetent, and so I don't think that you would hold out for lesser term. I don't see that happening. And remember, too, a huge reason that their market was suppressed was because they were tied to draft pick compensation. Yeah. That will no longer be the case as of midnight Eastern time tonight. So I wouldn't be surprised if their total dollar value outlay doesn't go down that much, because really, it was the draft pick compensation that I think was holding a lot of general managers back.
Yeah, no doubt, especially the closer the draft got, for sure. J.P. Hornstra, MLB reporter for the Southern California News Group. J.P., enjoy the conversation, man. Keep up the great work, and we'll do it again down the road.
Thanks for having me, Sean. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.